94.5 KDGE, The Edge. This is Edge Club 94. Jeff K here. We're here every Saturday night giving you the cutting edge of the cutting edge dance. And as we do every week, we feature a guest mix from either one of the state's finest DJs or maybe one of the country's finest DJs. Well, in tonight's case, it's definitely the latter. Joining us in the studio right now is San Francisco's DJ Scott Hartkiss. Welcome to Dallas, Scott.
Thank you, Jeff.
Man, I'm kind of embarrassed, Scott, because this is kind of our Halloween edition of Edge Club 94. And you know, I have to admit, I really respect what you do. So hopefully you won't take it personally that I played the Monster Mash into your record.
You've got to, man. It's a classic. It's the Halloween classic. I would be disappointed if you didn't.
Okay. All right. Well, now that that's over and done with, I feel much better. Let's clear things up right away. Who are the Hartkiss family from San Francisco? And what are they all about?
Hartkiss is basically a loose collective of artists, producers, DJs, musicians, promoters. And we run a record label called Hartkiss Music. We've just put out our fourth release. We have the fifth and sixth coming out. And myself, Robbie Hartkiss, and John Williams DJ around San Francisco and around different cities in America. And I just came back from England, so we're keeping busy.
Whoa, hang on. You just came back from England?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, was that like yesterday or what?
It was actually a couple of weeks ago, but I still haven't recovered.
Uh-huh. So do you find yourself away from San Francisco more than you're actually in San Francisco these days because of your success?
I like to stay there, you know, as often as I can. All my friends are there. Plus, I just fell in love, so I've got to be there.
Are you originally from the San Francisco area?
No, I'm from somewhere else, but been there about 3 years.
What is it about San Francisco that has attracted not only you know, people from other parts of the United States, but British expatriates and people that have formed this this community that, you know, of course, a couple of years ago, it probably would have been hip to say that it was going to spawn this whole new rave generation or whatever. You know, I don't know if that's the case these days. But what is it about the town that gives people such a sense of unity?
I don't know. It's got a really warm vibe. It's just a really warm place. It's not that big, and none of the buildings are that tall, so the whole city feels like a village, really. And it's not much crime. People get along pretty well. And it's the freak capital of the world. I mean, everyone who couldn't fit in anywhere else ends up there. So no one looks twice at anything you do. And because of that, it's a good place to do something creative.
Wow. We're talking with Scott Hartkiss of the Hartkiss family out of San Francisco. Now, if you're not familiar with this guy, he put out the God Within record, Rain Cry, which did very well in Dallas. I mean, we played it weeks on end here, and you're gonna play it when you do a mix in a little bit, so people will
recognize it then. First or second, yeah.
Okay, and let's give a little background, too. I mean, the first record was Ultraviolet Catastrophe, but that first appeared on the Twitch, and then there's the Zoe Magic connection. Give us a little background on all the labels that you're involved with.
Basically, we hooked up with the Ultraviolet Catastrophe, which is John Druckmann, Jeff Taylor, Mike Wertheim. Mike Wertheim works with Twitch. And they had this record out that was doing really, really well, and it was a local record from San Francisco. So we did remixes on it and re-released it, and that was our second release. We had a Magic Sounds of the Underground about a year before that, and we've since deleted it. Unless you have a copy now, you're not going to get one.
Wow. But the magical sound of the San Francisco Underground.
Yeah. Right. Magical Sounds of the Underground.
Came out on, was it a British or was it a German label?
Our label. It was Hartkiss One.
Okay. I thought it originally had come out, or you must have dressed it up that way to give the impression that it was an import.
I think there's bootlegs going about, to be honest. But that was our first release. And then the trip did really well.
Yeah, did very well here, I might add. If those of you remember the Edge Club 94 Top 30 Techno Countdown we did every year. I mean, that song came in number two. Number one was Fruit of Love by Transformer 2. That was a great record.
Yeah. Now, it did really well. It was, John Williams did an incredible percussive mix. And all the people, all the cities who really go for funky sounds went for it. And then the record after that was my partner Gavin's record, Hawk, Three Nudes in a Purple Garden.
Right.
And Robbie and I each did a remix of that. And that was much more ambient and trance-oriented. And that did really well with all the people who are into those sounds. So it's been really good because each release is very, very different. The label's really diverse. And you know, we're just putting out exactly what we want.
And let me interrupt you. I mean, you're gaining some really major success, crossover success. I mean, the Rain Cry record charted in Billboard, and this is on your own terms. I think this is really a really fabulous thing that, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, the label, the scene, the Hard Kiss family is kind of an obscure thing. You know, it's kind of something you really can't put your finger on, yet it's crossed over so well that just about every major DJ in each town is playing this record.
Definitely.
And of course, then you get to be the spokesman for the whole town.
I am the ambassador. No, it did really well. It was good. Like, the Billboard chart doesn't really mean much to me, but it is getting strange music into the charts, and that's exposing it to other people.
What it means, I think, if anything, is that a lot of people bought the record.
Yeah.
A lot of people are playing it, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm really, really happy with the whole thing.
Let's go ahead and give you some props right now. I mean, you're in town to play a Halloween party tonight.
Yeah.
With the kind of like Homegrown Productions, Good Vibe Tribe have gotten together.
How?
And Ian, Rob Taylor, Hippie, all those guys. I'm going to give out the phone number right now. If you want information about where Scott Hardkiss is going to be tonight, you need to call 682-9022. That's 682-9022. You really need to check out Scott live. You've worked with numerous DJ. You were telling me you were working with David Morales overseas. Who else have you worked with?
Well, I don't really want to go name dropping, Jeff.
Come on, name dropping.
But I've been really lucky, really lucky. The records like have touched a lot of people, and we've gotten incredible support in like England, France, Italy, Germany. And in America, especially because it's our label is one of the first labels from the young American underground, from the next wave of producers. So all the DJs and the people have really gotten behind it, and that, you know, that feels really good. So,
but you have, I mean, you know, you have entertained thousands around the country, millions around the world. It's not.
Yeah, I just got back from England. Universe flew me out, and that was like 35,000 people at that party.
Now, I'm just trying to establish a reason why people should come see you spin tonight. This is just, it's not an everyday occurrence that we get somebody from the Hardkiss family in San Francisco to spin in Dallas.
Yeah. No, I've been really looking forward to coming out here for quite some time, actually. So I think it's going to be a really nice night.
Okay. You're going to jump in and do a mix here. You're going to give us a little sample of what we can expect tonight at the party. We'll give out the phone number again, 682-9022. Hang on, Scott. Hang on. Come back. I want you to, one more, you know, just generic, esoteric kind
no
of
problem.
View.
No problem.
You were writing for Street Sound 2-3 years ago, describing the San Francisco scene.
Yeah.
You've been around the country. You've been around the world. Where do we stand now? We could kind of put our finger on it last year and said, okay, now this rave culture thing is starting to take off.
Yeah.
I get the impression now that around the country it's kind of fizzled. At least here in Dallas, the overblown commerciality of it is kind of backfired.
Well,
give us your thesis, Scott.
I tell you, Jeff, I think a lot of the scenes that have died down are the young kids who have just swallowed prepackaged British fashions whole, and that's not gonna last, but there are a lot of people who have been touched by this and something's been triggered in their mind, and I don't think they're gonna go back. And we're at a transition state now where, like, musically people are getting over the really noisy stuff and they're getting into a lot more experimental rhythms and sounds, and I think it's kind of mellowed out, but that's good. It's going to go back to basics, going to go back to smaller parties. The music scene is really, really thriving in America, the young American producers.
And that's twice that you've used that, young American producers. Is that a term that you've coined? When you say we, is it just the Hard Kiss? Name some others around the country that you would consider young American producers.
Well, just in San Francisco, young American primitive. Jonah from Space Time, who just did a record on Reflective called the Fluorescent EP, Space Time Continuum. Exist Dance is one of my favorite labels in L.A., and they just put out a record by a San Francisco artist called Freaky Chakra,
right,
which we were talking about earlier. And there's people in other cities, Derek Carter, Mark Freen in Chicago. Right.
Maybe Josh Wink, King Britain.
Yeah, Josh Wink. Totally. They're all out there, and they're just starting to get to the point where they're actually making their own sounds, and that's the next step, because as a DJ, that's music custom made for your set.
Exactly.
Your,
that's the one thing I admire about Hard Kiss, I admire about San Francisco, as there is a San Francisco sound, whether it be labeled with the funky, chunky, whatever you want to call it. You guys have created that. So immediately, you're not perceived as followers. You're perceived as leaders, which I think is a major battle.
Well, we've basically, like, we didn't really know what to expect. We just started making the music that, like, every week as a DJ, when I go into the store, I'm waiting for this record to come in. This record, like, never came in, so I had to make this record, you know?
Oh, wow.
So that's basically what we're doing, just making the music we like. And we've got some really good stuff coming up. The next release.
That was my next question. Yeah. So thanks for... I know you're going to jump on the turntable in just a minute, but go ahead and let everybody know what's next from the Hard Kiss family.
We've got a really, really incredible record coming out. It's by Rabbit in the Moon. It's called Phases of an Out-of-Body Experience.
Now, those guys are from, what, Florida?
Yeah. They're from Florida. And I think that's going to take what we're doing even further. It's like very epic soundtrack music, and I think people are going to get really turned on by it. And then Robbie, my partner, is working on his EP right now, which will be under the name Little Wing. And then John Williams is going to do a EP after that under the name High Adventure. So we're keeping busy, and we're doing some remixes. John and I just did remixes on One Dove.
White Love.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's a track that we're playing here on the Edge in normal rotation. So,
yeah.
I mean,
it's a nice track.
We're bringing, I mean, it's a real small world. I mean, people go, Scott Hardkiss, who's this guy? I mean, this is a guy that's done remixes of an artist that you're hearing every 4 hours on the Edge. And realistically, if you're looking for something to do tonight, come on to Howl tonight. And if you need directions, if you need information, 682-9022, 682-9022. And I got to shout out, much thanks to homegrown, well, you as well, but I was going to thank the homegrown guys and as well as the Good Vibe Tribe guys for bringing you down, and then, of course, allowing
thank
me to
them.
Steal you for a couple of hours.
Free of charge.
Yeah, free of charge. But I think it's time that we not only expose some great sounds, but expose your talent as well. So leave the mic.
All right.
Wait, but do you have any final shouts you need to... what's up to my boy Gavin?
Nat, my only message is lock up your daughters.
Lock up your daughters. Well, it's better than lock up your son. Okay. Come on around here. And in the meantime, we'll let you enjoy the rest of this God Within record. And then as soon as Scott's ready with the first record, we'll be back to introduce. This is Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge. KDGE, Gainesville, Dallas, Fort Worth. Kicking off tonight's guest mix, straight out of San Francisco, California, DJ Scott Hardkiss of the Hardkiss family and the Hardkiss record label, creator, originator of the Rain Cry, the God Within, and he's live on the wheels for the next 35 minutes on 94.5 The Edge. It's Edge Club 94. If you want to see Scott live tonight at the party, you need to call 682-9022.
This is KDGE Gainesville, Dallas, Fort Worth. You're listening to Edge Club 94 every Saturday night, the cutting edge of the cutting edge, your favorite cutting edge dance tracks for you. And in progress, tonight's guest mix from San Francisco DJ Scott Hardkiss, live on the wheels on 94.5 The Edge.
Suck it. Suck it deep. 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 We'll be right back.
Edge. Club 94 on 94.5 KDGE The Edge.